It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. Well, coming soon to your internet browsing experience, .beer, .love, and .app. Companies have submitted applications for more than 1,400 new top-level domain names. Those are the suffixes that come at the end of a web address, where we have .com and .org now. Paul Sloan is executive editor at CNET.
If you're used to going to a site and they suddenly start using .web or .home or .something else, you might say, huh, what's this? But then people will get used to it and it'll be the same experience.
He says once the confusion created by all the new address messiness wears off, it'll be pretty manageable. That is unless you've got a brand you're trying to protect.
It's a downside if you have a small business and someone suddenly uses your name connected to .pet and .play and .spot. God, there's so many, aren't there? It just gets a little crazy.
So if I come up with a great name for a company or a small business, it could actually cost a lot to protect that everywhere.
Correct. I mean, that's already the case, right? A lot of companies, it's in their best interest to get the .net, the .co, the .org, the .you name it. I wonder if you name it is in there. I didn't see it on the list. So it could add up and just become sort of a hassle.
It'll also change things for folks who are doing their own web projects. Shane Greenstein is a professor at Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management.
The at-home website maker today will go to a registry to find available website names, and you would look under .biz or .org or .com, and there's just nothing available anymore. And so adrienne.com is probably not available. You have to go to adrienne.org or adrienne.net.
Now, if I wanted adrienne.love or adrienne.wow, I mean, how would that work? How would I do that?
First of all, you have to go to the registry that controls .wow or .love. They go and find out if it's available. Then you pay a price for that. And then the registry will take the additional technical steps of making sure that name is available for all the relevant databases across the internet so that when someone else types that in, they can find your website.
Not that I can rush out and buy adrienne.wow today, even if I really, really want to. There's still a months-long process before any of these new domains go live. Know way more about music than all your friends? Looking for a way to impress them? Enter Tastemaker X, a site that lets you buy and sell fake stock in bands and musicians. Say you're super into Carly Rae Jepsen.
Hey, I just met you.
Buy your stock for just over 2.5 points and tweet or Facebook your friends to let them know. Then when you get sick of Call Me Maybe on repeat in your head, or your friends make fun of you, you can sell her stock and buy another stock in another band. The better you do at buying low and selling high, the more of a tastemaker you are. Which I guess means Carly Rae may not be your best strategy.
Hot night, wind was blowing.
You can friend us on Facebook, maybe, or tweet us, maybe, at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.